Coast Radio News for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. I'm George Henry. Governor Kate Brown released the list of counties that will be moving to the low risk of COVID-19 on Friday, and Lane County was among the list. Neighboring counties also had a change in category, although Lincoln County moved up to moderate from low, and Douglas moved from extreme to high. There are currently only two counties that are in the extreme risk category, and they are Coos and Curry. Some of the benefits of moving to a low-risk category is size of gatherings and numbers of households that can congregate. Allowances for indoor gatherings in homes are 10 individuals and can be from 4 different households. Dining capacity at restaurants increases to 8 people per table, and restaurants can stay open until 12 a.m. More benefits of moving to a low-risk category can be found on the online version of this story. The Western Lane Community Foundation has announced the recipients of their foundation awards. 29 local nonprofits will benefit from a total of $89,974.83. Included in the grants are the Florence Air Academy, part of the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County, Bright Beginnings Christian Preschool, CASA of Lane County, Crow, and the Food Backpack for Kids programs. For a complete list, you can find them online with this story. Today and Saturday will be the second shot clinic for COVID-19 vaccinations for those who received their doses 3 weeks ago at the Florence Event Center. Individuals who are eligible have been notified and given their times. Assistant City Manager Megan Messmer says they do anticipate more first-round clinics, though.
We will work with Lane County Public Health to coordinate additional clinics. Whether those are the same format or not is to be determined as more people become eligible.
Those numbers will increase this week, according to Governor Brown's release on Monday. Those 45 and older with one or more underlying health conditions are the next to be included in the vaccine registrar. Governor Kate Brown has announced that the state will be conducting a webinar on March 31st to give clarity on the changes to events and venues as it pertains to the reopening under the current guidelines in place for COVID-19. Alana Hewson, the managing director of the Oregon Destination Association, is asking event planners and the like to submit questions. Hewson says the questions will be forwarded to the governor's office prior to the webinar. Hewson's email will be attached to the online portion of this story. 16 new cases of the coronavirus have been reported in Lane County, which includes one new case for the Florence area. The Florence area has now reported a total of 180 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. County numbers as a whole have been declining along with state numbers, although the state had a slightly heavier day yesterday with 316 new cases. The state has also received 2,010,000 doses of vaccines, which include over 60,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine. Over 32,000 individuals have already received the single-dose shot. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021.